Shannon and Yael here from Fundamental Focusing, wishing you a great day and asking you if you know how to surrender. That's a big word for some people. For some people, it's pretty easy. For some people, it's a challenge. For me, I think I'm in between. I'm still learning how to truly, really surrender. But when you do, great things happen. And surrender is a word that we kind of associate with maybe things that are negative, or it's defeat, or it's failure, or it's, I might as well surrender because I can't win. But there's the other side to surrender. There's a side when you surrender that brings peace and harmony, and it brings balance, and it closes doors so that other doors can open. So when we surrender, we're not in a bad state or in an awful state or in a place where it's hard to do something. We're just letting life flow the way it should flow, the way it should be. So when do you surrender? When's a good time to actually surrender? Surrender to the moment. So surrender to what's there in front of you. When you're having a hard time figuring things out and you're going back and forth, and just surrender to the moment and wait and see what pops up, and then your real true answer can come and sort of say hi, give you advice or give you a nudge or let you know what to do. But from my own experience, that's not always easy, that I know. But it's the, and every time we do it and we get something out of it, we feel it in our bones, in our body, that we know that next time, yeah, that's what I really need to do. So surrender doesn't have to be a big word. It just has to be a word. A place that is something that you do when you need to. Just like that. Just need to be with what's there. So I'm trying to think of an example where I could give you a surrender moment. It's kind of like when we're beating ourselves up and we, okay, this is what needs to happen. I need to go here and this is the steps that I'm going to take, and so that I'll meet this person, because I really need, I need to find someone who will do this for me. But if, you know, it's, it has to happen, and your mind is just going and going, and you're creating a scenario. And sometimes it's a different scenario every day or every minute or every second day or whatever. But it's like, okay, now this, because if I don't meet this type of person, I'll never get this job and this will never happen. And it's all this, it has to do with, and then you're just mind, and you're just creating the story. And instead of surrendering, letting go of the story and the ifs and the what and the possibilities and it may happen and how it will happen, I know visualizing is important, but there's a difference between visualizing and just seeing what you want to see and creating a story of how things should unfold with all those should-haves and could-haves. So surrendering is letting all of that story of this is how it needs to happen, because if it doesn't, then I'm screwed. So letting that go and saying, okay, this is sort of my one time. Here's what I'd like. Here's what I'm looking for. And then I surrender to how I'm going to get there, to how that's going to find me, to how that's going to open up to me. Because sometimes when I'm too much into the story and trying to attract it in a certain way, I get mixed up in all of that, and the energies don't know where to go. My energy doesn't know where to go. And when I let it all go, and I, you know, when you kind of sometimes just give up and say, whatever, I'm done, it's not going to happen. A week, a month, a year later, you've forgotten about it, and boom, there it is. Because you surrendered to the fact that it is what it is. And I can't create it tomorrow. And, you know, and there's so much, how do you read that? I can create it. I can't create it. I can visualize it. If I visualize, I have to visualize in a certain way. If I surrender or I don't, there's all those, it's a balance. It's just a balance, and it's where you fit into all of that. But surrendering is kind of just taking a deep breath in, letting it go, and then just letting that thought, preparing it, creating it, letting it be, letting it sizzle, letting it bubble under the surface. And when it's ready to come out, when it's ready to come towards you, when it's ready to present itself, you don't know how it will. You can't predict the future. But you can certainly just let it simmer, be, surrender to it, and accept it and appreciate it when it comes your way. So surrender. Surrender to the beautiful day. Surrender to your kids playing in front of you instead of being there thinking about everything that needs to be done. And we all get caught up in that. We're all, you know, if we're parents or if we're taking care of someone or if we have a job that deals with other people, you know, they're doing stuff in front of us and we're already a mile ahead of them thinking of what needs to happen, where we need to go, what we need to do. And just instead of just surrendering to the moment and enjoying what's there in front of us. So my call to action to you this week is to find moments and just pinpoint them, become aware of them, notice them, where you surrender. Where do you surrender? Just make a mental note or write it in a journal or even post a comment on my Facebook. Let me know where you've surrendered this week and how did it feel? Where did it bring you? I look forward to hearing from you. This is Janine Ria from Fundamental Focusing. Have a great day.